it always represents a happy day because although far from Israel, Yom HaTzmaut that I celebrated over the years here, were always happy days. We invited family, friends. We do barbecue. So the same barbecue that we used to have in Israel, but it's an Australian barbecue. And we celebrate on Israeli food, on Israeli songs, and having good time.
Is there a conflict being an Australian and Israeli for you?
There is no conflict at all being an Australian and having been born in Israel. I keep the Israeli spirit, but I share absolutely the Australian lifestyle and commitment and enjoy being an Australian that lives here for many years. This year I'm celebrating 30 years of being here, and Israel remains my country of birth. Australia is where I live for many years, and I love it. That's a fact of life.
Do you remember Yom HaTzmaut during your childhood? How did you celebrate it?
Absolutely. As a child, I grew up in Israel and up to my later years, and celebrations were always very happy. Don't forget, in the early years of Israel, there wasn't any TV. There was only radio, and the entertainment was done in the city halls or in the city centers where there were big shows and artists came and performed live, and everybody came out to watch them. The transformation between the Yom HaZikaron, memory days, to the lost soldiers, and Yom HaTzmaut is actually very sharp. So from remembering the deaths and moving forward to a happy day is a very striking move. But it was done, and we always celebrated in a very happy way, having barbecues or trips and having great parties. It was always a wonderful day.
Ilan Skornicki, Yom HaTzmaut Sameach.